We are starting in a new ministry book in our ministry reading. And brothers and sisters, I think it's been such a blessing. Amen. And the Lord's divine arrangement and planning to have us go through these four books. Remember, at the beginning of this year, we started with the all-inclusive Christ. Amen. And with this book, we really... I mean, many of us have read it before. Some of us have never read it. But as the church, when we went through it again, I think we all saw, oh, how wonderful and how rich this Christ is. Amen. How much Christ, how big is your Christ? Our Christ can be so small. Yes. But the more we see of him, the more we enjoy of him, the more we appreciate of him, we realize how all-inclusive he is. Amen. How rich is our Christ. Amen. So it was so good for us to start with the riches of Christ. Amen. And then the second book was the economy of God. And we dove into laser focus. What is God's purpose and what his economy? God wants to dispense himself as life into man. Amen. This is his economy. Amen. So we saw how rich Christ is. And then we saw his purpose was to dispense this very rich Christ into us. But this is not just for our individual enjoyment. The next book we got into was The Glorious Church. Amen. And brothers and sisters, the Lord, God's view of the church is so different from our human concept. And especially what really impressed me is only that which comes out of Christ is the church. Nothing else. Nothing human. No natural concepts. No natural thought. Nothing of our effort. Nothing of our own life. Only that which comes out of Christ is the church. And now we're getting into the knowledge of life. And brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've realized, in all the conferences we've had, even since the winter training on the life study of Ezekiel, and then the special fellowship conference in February, and then the Puget Sound conference we had, each conference, the Lord divinely arranged those conferences to really dovetail with our ministry reading. Did you see in our Puget Sound conference how closely that related to the glorious church? Those messages on the growth and of the kingdom life within us. And this last Memorial Day conference, do you know what that conference was called? That conference was Knowing Life and the Church. And what's the book we're getting into? The Knowledge of Life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is why establishing these foundational books in our Constitution is so crucial. Because the ministry that we're hearing today is based on this. So, as the church, we're getting into the Knowledge of Life. Praise the Lord for the knowledge of life. This is actually half of one book, right? This is half of one book. The second half is the experience of life. We don't just want to know life, we want to experience life. But before we can experience life, we have to know life. So half of the Memorial Day conference was on knowing life. How does... You know, the Bible is the book of life. And the Bible begins with the tree of life. Amen. And ends with the tree of life. Amen. The Bible is a book of life. If we do not know life, how can we know God's purpose? How can we experience what God has for us? That's why we need the basic foundation of the knowledge of life. So what is life? What is life? Life is not the human life. We're talking about the life that's in the Bible. What is the real life? Only the life of God is life.
Amen.
Only the life which is eternal. Only the life which is divine. What does divine mean? Divine means that it's of God, that it's the nature of God, and that it's transcendent and distinctive. That's what divine means. What does eternal mean? Eternal means that it's uncreated. It's indestructible. It's immortal. You know, John tells us, he who has the Son has the life. What does that mean? You must have God to have life. You must specifically have Christ, right? John also says, I have come. This is what the Lord says. I have come that they may have what?
Life.
Life. And may have it abundantly. That's John 10:10. If we do not know what this life is, we have no way to fulfill God's purpose. I served on the campus many years ago with Tim and some other brothers. And on the campus, there's all kinds of things going on. And there was this one time where there was this flyer put out by another Christian group. And they had it on this verse, John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. This was the caption to this picture. And the picture was this scene on the beach with people playing volleyball and having a lot of fun. So that was the interpretation of this group. What kind of life was that? That is the human life. That is a life of pleasure and fun in the human realm. That is not life. If we do not understand what life is, how can we fulfill God's purpose? That's why it's so crucial. So again, what is life? Life, this life is the life of God.
Amen.
And what is the nature of this life? The nature of this life is that it is divine.
Amen.
What is the characteristic of this life? It's that it is eternal. That is life. But life is not just in God himself. Life is the flowing out of God. When God flows out himself, that is life to man.
Amen.
In relationship with man, life is the flowing out of God. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is his purpose. He is not just life in himself as the Father. He is life in the Son as the Spirit dispensed into man. That is why at the table we can praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? He died. He resurrected. He as the man Jesus came to be life. Not just to be life as a man. He died and resurrected and came to be life as the Spirit.
Amen.
And today, when we turn to the Lord, when we call on him, we receive this very divine, eternal, indestructible life into us.
Amen.
That is life. That is the divine life being dispensed into man. This is the divine, eternal, indestructible life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Life is the content of God. Life is the flowing out of God. So, now when we are in the church, we are not just trying to live a kind of good life. We're not just trying to be good people. You know, to love someone, to be kind, to be generous. That's our human life. What we are doing here is we are experiencing and enjoying this divine life.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if you were at the memorial yesterday, you can realize the human life is not real. But that life that our brother Jim expressed, right? That was the divine eternal life. Amen. And that's why when we were at that memorial, we felt so, that was eternity. Amen. The expression that that man lived was life. Amen. That was the eternal, Amen. Divine life, indestructible, lived out in a man. Amen. As an approachable, shepherding man. Right? That's why we were all touched yesterday at the memorial. We're not so sad because we know that our human life isn't real in a sense. The divine life is the real life. Amen. And this man experienced that divine life in his human life. Amen. That is what our life is for. Amen. Right? Yes. Our life is not to just live a good human life. That's not real. That's not the real life. So, brothers and sisters, we are going to get and dive into the riches. The more, although the first part is more kind of objective, the more we are constituted with the foundation of the knowledge of life, the more we can experience and enjoy and express and be this kind of shepherding life that we saw. Wouldn't you like to have this kind of life? Wouldn't you like to express the divine life? Praise the Lord. So, actually, as a practical announcement, we have updated the reading schedule to be a little bit more extended. So, check the church website. It's extended a little bit longer. We have a couple more weeks to get into this book. So, please, you know, we have the opportunity to use our time, which is temporal, which is fleeting, but we can convert that time into the real life, Amen. Into the eternal, yeah. the divine, indestructible life experienced by us. Yeah. You use your time to get into this book, and you will experience the really life, yeah. the divine, eternal life of God. Amen. So I think Tim has a couple more things to share, and we'll have some announcements.
I'll keep this brief. Last week, we had the Memorial Day conference, and one of the messages was on the need for all of our service to be initiated by life. And so, our life is intrinsic to our service. Even like Andy was saying, if we serve, if we live in the divine life, in our spirit, there's something of eternity there. Again, that's also my sensation. That's why there wasn't that much grief yesterday, because our brother enjoyed resurrection life. Now, in message 3, the question was, how much of our service is initiated by life? And I like to use that as a way of a testimony. In the springtime, Brother Atsuo and Brother Dexter had given a report after the ITERO, after the International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, related to Germany. And part of our service, saints, is to pray. We can pray for the Lord's move. We can also give to support financially what the Lord is doing all over the earth, but particularly in Europe and even specifically in Germany. But there's also the need for some to go. And so, but the key is, are we open to the Lord? On the one hand, our service is initiated by the Lord, but we should not be passive. We should be aggressive to open to Him. So I was touched, and I simply opened, to the Lord and had a little bit of time to pray. And I was surprised that I had the feeling from the Lord that I should go to Germany for one of the gospel trips. Okay, so that was the Lord's doing. That was the Lord's initiation. I had no thought to go to Germany, but the Lord, as the head, through the prayer, there was a feeling to go to Germany. And then through the fellowship, there's a way to go. Amen. So, I leave this afternoon. I just want to let the saints know I have the opportunity to be sent by Bellevue. Amen. And we are serving in the body. Amen. And we need to pray for the Lord's move in Germany and all over Europe. Amen. And so I consider myself both thankful and blessed to be able to go to labor. But this is the Lord's labor. I really feel we just enter into what the Lord's doing. Amen. This is the Lord's work. and the Lord initiated it, and we just enter in. And we can enter into the Lord's work by our prayer, by our giving, and our going. Amen. So I just wanted to share a little bit that I'll be out for about a month. I'll be back in time for the summer training. So that's why you won't see me. But do continue to pray. Amen. That the Lord's kingdom would come and His will would be done all over Europe. Amen.